Welcome to After Detox. Now what? My name is April Kay, and I am your counselor and friend. We're talking about the truth, finding the truth. You know, even in the most normal of circumstances, if you were the quote unquote most healthy person in the entire world, it would still be a real task at hand to find the ultimate truth, your truth, my truth. And then you add all the people that you're interacting with, all the people at work, at home, friendships, social life, school. Truth, that's the $1 million question. If you are coming out of detox and you have been emotionally, mentally, spiritually asleep for so many years, missing out on those developmental steps, finding your truth can seem an undaunting task, but it can happen. And we're going to talk about a first step in that today. And we're going to go back, way before you started using drugs. So before we get started, let's close our eyes, find a comfortable place to sit, and take three deep breaths, visualizing in your mind's eye a calm scene, a time in your life when you were happy, when you were whole, and you thought clearly. Breathing in that beautiful feeling and letting out all that no longer works for you in your past addiction. People, places, and things that need to go. And people, places, and things you need to remember. Let us remember to join together, making an agreement for our intention today. And you can use my intention. My intention today is to open up my heart with the possibility of seeing things in my life that I need to work on. Things that have happened to me, maybe not intentionally, but affected me and broke me in many, many areas of my life. I am willing today to see those areas in a non-judgmental way, opening my mind, my heart, and my body to all levels of healing. And so it is. Amen. And let's clasp our fingers together, uniting and visualizing everything on the outside of us with everything on the inside of us. For truly, there is no division. And you are a wonderful bundle of energy encompassing so many things. Let's join those all together for your best and highest good. Amen. And so it is. So today, I'm going to break you in easy for the areas of your addiction that people seldom ever deal with because they don't want to. I mean, because this is really tough, and I want you to keep an open mind. Today, you are going to find and start to find your truth by going backwards. Backwards to as far back as you can remember. And we're going to talk about family issues, the secrets of your family, the patterns of your family. Are you stuck in some of those patterns that maybe are multi-generational that no longer work for you? It happens to all of us. You know, Sigmund Freud wasn't that wrong when he said the personality is pretty much formed by the age of 6. Now, I'm not certain if that's 100% true, but it is a valid idea, a valid philosophy, and something as addicts that we all need to look at. So, in today's lesson, we're going to talk about looking at those patterns, words, thoughts, actions that gave you the wrong message. And what was the wrong message? The message most of us get when we are in dysfunctional homes is that for some reason, we ourselves are not good enough. We are causing problems. We are deeply flawed. We are sinners. We are born in sin. Life is unsafe. Don't trust anyone. If you're unhappy, take a pill, take a drink. Life is hard. The world is out to get you. Men are no good. Women are no good. Everybody, you're going to grow up to be just like your no good, lousy SOB father. Your grandfather was never here. Your dad's never here. So what did you expect? I want you to make a list of every message that you got as a child and the person who gave it to you. For me, I got many of my messages from my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mother, and now it sits with me and I say to myself, well, were those messages correct? And am I going to pass them on to my new granddaughter? Or am I going to be strong, look at them in the face in a non-judgmental way, not with anger, not with revenge, not with bitterness? You know, it's funny. I have never met a parent that usually gets up in the morning and says, I'm really going to screw up my kid's life today. I'm really going to lose my temper today. I'm really going to wreck their future. Most of us, most parents, we try to do the best we can with the information we have. I like the metaphor of having a child and you have a bowl of soup, but you've never seen a spoon. So you teach your child how to eat soup with a fork. Now, the other homes have spoons, so they're gobbling away. Eventually, that child goes to visit someone else and they serve soup. They use a fork. People make fun of them. People ridicule them. People call them stupid, dumb, illiterate, a loser. Because they never had a spoon. Your parents did the best with what they had at the time. Maybe they never had a spoon. So, when you look at these relationships with your family, and we're going to be doing a lot of work on family systems, I want you to remember that nobody has to be the villain here. It's very, very few cases that I have met that parents really try to abuse their children. Usually their pain and suffering is so deep themselves that they have poor impulse control. Maybe that's one of the lessons of your family. Poor impulse control is okay. Road rage is okay. Lying to your boss and calling off on Monday is okay. Keeping secrets is okay. These mount up and we take them in, and eventually they become who we are. They become how we act. They become what we do. But underneath all of that are feelings of insecurity, pain, and sorrow. And what do we do? Many of us turn to drugs. Some people turn to shopping. Some people turn to sex. Some people turn to gambling. Some people turn to eating. Some people shut down inside and just close themselves off. None of those give you what you deserve. A happy, healthy life filled with health, wealth, and abundance in all areas. The mind, soul, and the body working together. We're working on soul values here, tapping into your cognitive mind and remembering. I don't ask you to do any more with that today. It's too much. Make a list. You can make a family tree if you'd like, if you want to get creative. Make the family names: mom, grandma, papa, grandpa, whatever you call them, sister, maybe it was an older brother who told you you were a loser, an older sister, her friends. List anyone that you can identify that gave you negative messages or made you think less of yourself than you are. Look at those. Think about it. You can walk away. You don't have to do this at one time. Then you're going to come back, and I want you to see if any of those messages are now part of your persona, part of how you act, part of how you react. And after that, I really want you to think, do you believe those things? Is the world a terrible place? Are everyone liars, cheaters? Are women out to use you for a dollar bill? Are men out to use you for sex only? Are you alone in the world, or are there really good people that care for you? Make that list. Look at it. And circle the ones who really resonate with you and say, you know, I do have a trust issue with men. I do have a terrible temper. I don't know how to handle a dollar bill. I feel guilty about my parents' divorce. Circle those. If those have become your beliefs and they're not any longer your truth, I want you to write an opposite. Instead of the world is not a good place, the world has many good things to offer, and I am happy to be part of the world. Not all men are no good. Some men are very loving. You know, there's something about the energy, the spiritual energy, our aura, which extends a few inches out from our body, that many of us believe, and I'm one of them, that you get back what you put out. And some people might call that karma. I believe it's even more serious than that. Whatever you think of today, you will manifest tomorrow. If you are new after detox, I'm not saying everything's going to be rosy bright in the next 6 months, but I tell you, if you work on these issues and do your inner transformation, your outer world will change. The job will come. The family will be more understanding, because you are now more understanding. You are now interested in making a fair wage and working for it. You are now wanting to be a good parent. Your drug is not your God anymore. Working on yourself, manifesting your best self today, will manifest an even better world tomorrow. You can do this. I've seen it done before. I'm here for you, not as a counselor, not as a coach, but as a friend. Email me, aprilofcourse@gmail.com. That's aprilofcourse@gmail.com. My website, aprilkirkwood.com, will have all of this for you in writing form. And until we meet again, know that after detox, there is a better life. Let me end with this blessing. I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you, and nothing can stop it. Mwah. Until we meet again, God bless.